Gavin's Den.
All right, let's try that. Yeah, back. You are listening to the third segment of Davin's Den, going to do some scamming scammers. When we last left off with our loving couple, things got hot and heavy once again with fake Davin and military scammer Michelle, but the girl would not complete. So the girl would not complete, Pip.
No, she wouldn't finish the deal.
No, and furthermore, she wanted me to help her get out of the military, and she sent a god awful letter that I ripped apart. I pretty much called. I go, well, this is bullshit. This is wrong. I think they're lying to you, honey. I think they're lying to you.
Wait a minute. Was she trying to get out of the military, or was she just trying to get a vacation?
Come home to me. But she wanted to leave. All right. All right, let's continue with April 3rd, 2020. She said, when I'm done with my duty, love, I go, when will that be? She goes, baby, if I'm done, I will let you know, okay? I go, you've been working this whole time? She goes, no, honey. I go, what are you doing now? She goes, I'm done now, sweetheart. I go, cool, was work good? She goes, I'm just laying down, honey. I go, are you tired? She goes, what? A little, honey. I go, okay, do you want me to let you go to sleep? I guess that was a yes. She goes, yes, honey, I'm feeling sleepy. Talk to you later, sweetheart. I send her sweet dreams and two bears making out emoji. Two bears kissing.
You have a two bears making out emoji?
I most certainly do.
Where the hell did you get that from?
I don't know. All right.
I know, and this is the talking points that we come up with.
Yeah, the contributions are remarkable. She goes, hello, my love. How are you doing? I go, hello, baby. Did you have a nice sleep? She goes, yes, honey. I go, I'm glad. She asks me what I'm doing right now. I go, talking to my girlfriend. What are you doing? She goes, talking to my husband-to-be. Miss you, love.
Oh.
Well, this has escalated quickly.
Yes. Hey.
I go, oh, really? You know you want to marry me? What happens if I have terrible breath? She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I said you want to marry me, but what happens if I have bad breath? And then, like, where'd you go? She kind of amps grade.
Well, yeah, because your breath was horrendous.
Yes. She goes, I'm here with you, honey. Baby, I know you are a good man with good heart. Nothing about my breath.
Yeah, and bad halitosis.
Bad halitosis. I go, aw, and then I give her a bear emoji blowing kisses. She goes, yes. I go, thank you, baby. She goes, what? I go, thank you for saying nice things. Wish you were here with me. She goes, okay, love. Me too, sweetie. I go, really just want to be together and start our lives together. She goes, look at what happened when we were patrolling in Yemen, honey. I go, what happened, baby? And then she sends me this picture of somebody in a military uniform blown up on the street and another military guy standing over him. Now, I have no idea of knowing these are American soldiers or not. I have no way of knowing that. I don't know if you can make it out on this.
No, I can't. But what the hell? No. What's her deal with that?
What the hell?
It's very, very graphic.
Yeah, excuse me. Wait, what? The thing is that why would you show somebody that with no preamble? Why?
Well, she says a bomb killed one of our men, so she's trying to prove her authenticity.
Yeah, but
good boy, is she?
But Jesus!
Because you know when I've talked to military personnel and veterans, they always say we do it for the photo op. You know, when one of our brothers and sisters in combat is killed, we want to make sure we have our Polaroid there. We really want to capture that moment.
I mean, you know. if somebody says, you know, oh, so-and-so in my family was sick, do send me a close-up of their vomit, you know.
She goes, bomb killed one of our men. I go, that's terrible. Do you know him? She goes, yes, honey. I go, is he a friend? She goes, is one of us. We went for patrol. No, he's not my friend. I go, it's terrible. I worry about you, baby. She goes, that is why I ask you to request for my leave. It's actually a smart ploy by her.
She's really trying to push the issue. You'd be worried about her being the next one blown up. But it's like, you send me a picture of somebody that's in your unit, like they're roadkill, like, what the fuck?
Maybe she's trying to play the PTSD, you know, angle to get her out of there.
So,
good.
So I go, honey, there is no troop movement. I go, I have a lovely dick, but I don't control the military.
I didn't put those two things together.
Well, you can refer to my penis as the commander cock in chief if you wish.
I already
live
do.
From the Pentagon and the shaft of Davin's balls.
this just in from the taint. We'd like to call up the Secretary of Taint to the podium to discuss what's going on overseas.
We have some underground reports or underpants reports.
I'll tell you what.
Reports.
The balls our enemy has are something, but mine are bigger.
Oh my God.
But again, I've told her, because this is during like the beginning of COVID, there really was no troop movement. Like, nobody could come home.
No. Well, I took that when you said there's no troop movement, as in there are no, you know, there are no movements of troops there in Yemen, like there's no
reaction
going
I was
on.
Saying nobody can come home right now because of COVID, which is what was going
I
on.
Gotcha.
She goes, I'm tired of staying here taking risk. Well, maybe you shouldn't join the military, stupid.
I'm tired of staying here. Well, that's the job, going somewhere far and taking risk.
I go, I understand, but I have no control. We both joined the military. We knew the risks. She goes, or do you want me here to die here?
Dude, you joined the military and fake Davin did not put you there. We already joined you.
A scammer's not going to play the guilt issue.
Yeah, but it's stupid to pull it on somebody else who was in the military because they knew what they signed up for as well.
Have we seen scammers do shit that's bright?
No, we have not, sir.
You know, I mean, the last one was in finances. Next thing she wants to blow them or whatever. They're not the brightest lot.
Well, no, anybody who wants to blow me is ahead of the curve, my friend. She goes, or do you want me to die here? I go, stop that, Michelle. You know, damn well troops are frozen in place for 60 days. She goes, after 60 days, will you do that for me? I mean, after that, will you request for my leave? I go, you know, you just really fucking hurt me. Do I want you to die? How dare you to even say such a thing? What type of person says that to someone who they just said they want to marry?
If Patton was here, he'd slap your face.
But do you like how I turned that around?
I think that would have been, yes, I think that would have been a good spot for you to say men have died.
Men have died. It's
the
job.
One.
Literally, yeah.
You know, there's one.
She's looking for that sympathy where any other, you know, person would try to get her out of there. She's in a danger zone. She get PTSD. I'll do what you can. Well, it's going to cost money. Well, whatever it costs, I'll get you out of there. I'll write the general. You know,
right.
That's the game plan. Unfortunately, the fucking game ain't going that way.
Yeah, you're supposed to be the knight in shining armor, and you're like, hold on a second, I happen to know.
I am the rusty knight.
A football game, and you're two scores up, and there's still less than 2 minutes left in the game, but Tom Brady has the fucking ball, you know?
Shut up, stupid. Don't bring up Sunday's game. How dare you?
You want to know something? The Jets played very well. Come on, they kept it interesting. There's a lot to look forward to. A lot more than my fucking Giants do, so, you know.
She goes, honey, I'm just asking to know. I go, yes, that is the fucking problem, that you would even ask me if I want you to die. Maybe this relationship's not going to work. Maybe you don't me at all. I am more than just someone to have cyber sex with. I'm a human being with real feelings.
You know, I love when you read something so authoritatively, and then you come up to a point where you don't understand, and it's like, all right, said this.
It happens. She goes, okay, honey, I'm sorry for that. But after the 60 days, will you request for my leave is what I'm asking you, honey. Yeah, I just don't know how you can say you love me and then ask me such a thing. Is this all a game? Am I a fool to be played with? At this point, I don't even know if we will be together in 60 days. I mean, you just really blew my mind with this.
Wow. It was an incredibly insensitive question.
And as we know, a fake Davin is very sensitive.
She goes,
baby, I said that I am sorry, please. Yeah, you just really hurt me. I said that I am sorry, can't you forgive? Yes, I can forgive you. Maybe we should slow down a little. The fact that you could hurt me like that scares me.
You just fucked up her games.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Fucked up her game, man. She had this whole pattern going, and you just fucked up her game. She didn't know whether to shit or wine or watch right now.
That's kind of what I do.
Well, the whole thing that, you know, she was willing to wait another 2 months, but then she would have you in a promise and that you would have to go ahead and do something, and now you totally screwed up the time frame.
Yeah.
She goes, so why can't you forgive me? I go, I forgive you. Let's talk about something else. She goes, okay, thanks so much, sweetheart. I go, you're welcome. I go, what'd you like to talk about, Michelle? She goes, I want us to talk about the leave board is important to me, honey.
Hold on, what? The what?
The leave board. She wants to talk about me asking for her to get to leave again.
Oh, my God. God.
I go, that is just... What?
She's single-minded about this.
As they often are.
But I don't... You see, I don't know if they have the capacity to think outside the box. You know what I'm saying?
No, she's clearly going by his script.
Yeah.
I go, that is specifically what I don't want to talk about because it's just what caused the fight. She goes, I want to come back to home and I am tired of staying here. Please, honey. I go, Michelle, I did not sign you up for the army. You chose that. Troops are frozen in place.
You know,
it's almost like
she's complaining to her dad. You know, like you would write your dad, I don't want to be here. Hey, you picked to go there. But I don't, hey, what are you going to do? You know, you signed up, you got to figure it out. You know, you don't, she's getting more of a response from like a parent than you would be from a lover. You know,
right.
You would go, well, I'll try to help. I'll write the job. And you're getting like from, hey, you signed up, you know, and also as you, quote unquote, you're a military man. Hey, it's dangerous. There's been gunfire. Well, what the hell do you expect in a war zone? Balloons in a clown? I mean, you know.
I want to play patty cake.
You're signing up for Build-A-Bear? What the hell?
Yeah.
She goes...
But also, this is like the war of wills between two assholes.
Hey, now.
Because you're both stubbornly sticking to your positions.
I do not resemble that at all.
If I can make a suggestion, title the segment that, please.
The war of wills between two assholes.
It's a little wordy.
That.
She goes, baby, is not causing any fight, honey. I go, I don't control your leave. I may have a say in your life when your time is up. You get 30 days of leave a year just like everyone else. She goes, Davin, but you said... What?
How did you mean that, when her time is up or when her time is up? Yeah, I'll have the casket flown to Dover. I can figure that out.
I did not mean it like that. She goes, Davin, but you said that you love me, you miss me. I go, and all that is true. She goes, or don't you miss me again? I go, Michelle, are you toying with me? She goes, I don't understand. I go, are you pranking me? She goes, pranking you how, honey? I go, fine, I'll entertain your query. And what, my little sugar bottom, would you have me say to your commander when the 60 days are up? She goes, baby.
And Schnookum's as tired of the war.
Yeah. Schnooky wants to go home. It's scary.
I'm tired and my feet hurt.
And then she can't get good conditioner. She goes, baby, you mean you will do when the 60 days is over? I go, what would you want me to say to him? Please, give me Michelle because I want to be balls deep in her, and I can't do that if she's in Yemen.
And that's a good
and that's
start.
I'm going to write to General.
Yes, yes.
I was General Bulldog McIvey. I get them papers drawn right up.
I appreciate it. She goes, baby, you will tell him that you are my husband and you want me back home. I go, we're not married, Michelle. She goes, yes, I know, honey. I put it that way in a way he will listen to you. I goes, because he will just take my word for it. Will I have a wedding picture to show him? She goes, okay, love. I go, what is okay? She goes, I will send you the info in a way it won't be hard for you to direct with him. I go, okay, what are you doing now? And then she sends me this. U.S. Military Department application for emergency leave. I am your, complete lame in parentheses, from my address, hereby wish to apply for emergency leave on, UN, behalf of my fiancé, Sergeant, my name, or her name, U.S. Army 009-66 UNAML, posted at Yemen. I want to have her home this April concerning our marital arrangement as I'm her future man. After that, she can return back to base. I'm her future man. It is very urgent, and it is very urgent. I will be grateful if the agency can grant my application request. Thanks for your consideration. I look forward to hearing from you. Regards, my name. She goes, baby, do you really understand that, honey? Because you know what?
I'm your future man. I am Devo.
This is a man's army.
A future man's army.
I go, I've never seen a form letter that says I am her man.
That's so stupid.
Then I can
yours, fake Davin.
But then I can tell you, I go. Well, there was that Guido from Brooklyn, but that was written on a napkin, and it was a misunderstanding.
Oh my god, it was a misunderstanding. That's good.
She goes, so sorry, honey. A mistake is not for her. Okay. And then she sends it again. She goes, do you really understand, honey? I go, honey, I have understood you since the moment you came into my life. I have never mm-hmm. been so sure of anything. Don't you worry one bit. She goes, okay, love. I go, that's the longest you've spoken to me without vanishing. She laughs. I go, if it was cyber sex, I'd have a hard dick and no Michelle by now. She laughs again. I go,
good point.
I go, glad you're amused, LOL. She goes, honey, you know I am a military woman. I go, yes, and what about it? She goes, it may be when I'm busy, honey. You have to understand me, honey. I go, honey, when your fingers are in your pussy and my hand is on my dick, I assume you're not at your post.
And that's crazy.
Something's got attention.
Here's a Leavenworth for that.
Something said attention. I didn't think it was you.
That's a dereliction of duty.
She goes, baby, so sorry. Will not happen again, I promise. I get you saying that all the time, babe. I have the hard dick to prove it, LOL. She goes, okay, love. I really miss you and your dick. Love you, sweetheart. Bunch of kissy lips. I laugh. I go, well, you've never had my dick, baby, but I want to change that ASAP, LOL. She goes, yes, honey, but I pray to have your dick, baby. Baby, if I come back, I will have your dick and suck it.
Have your dick and eat it, too?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Before that happens, you got to write to General.
Right.
Right. Include that I will suck your dick. The General would like to know.
Put that down there. Make sure that you get that in there. Oh.
I go, and now that I have that image in my head, and I am hard, LOL. She laughs. I go, yeah, easy for you to laugh at. You're not sitting with a hard dick and no woman to use it with. She goes, so sorry, honey. I go, it's okay. She goes, I will have it when I'm back, okay? I go, I can't wait. She goes, I hope you will fuck me hard. I think she meant hard. I hope you will fuck me hard.
You know, I hope you'll fuck me in the head? What?
No,
I go with hard. Fuck me had.
Fuck me had.
I want you to fuck me had. Fuck the car and fuck me had.
Fuck me had.
from Boston?
That's great. Fuck me, Hada. Hada.
Hada. That's Hada.
That's what we're going to make. We're going to make some chowder.
Chowder. I got to make you so hard, you're going to make chowder.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I go, baby, I'll make you scream. She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing now? She goes, everything is in your hands now, honey. I go, I wish you were in my hands now. She goes, I'm in my duty post, honey. I go, what is that like? She goes, I'm in military room, honey. I'm in a military room, device called a missile and bomb detector.
Just a bomb detector?
So how do you think I respond to that?
Oh, I think you're going to say something like something about the bombs in your pants or something like that.
What do you think, Joe?
I'm not sure. I'm getting texts from the band as long as that I have to learn at 4:00 in the morning. But you'll probably be still a boy, I'm in trouble. I hope Mike's not listening. I think you're going to be snarky.
So she goes, I'm in a military room, device called a missile and bomb detector. I go, which model?
I did not see that coming. Nice rejoinder.
She goes, honey, life is not really easy here to compare normal life. I go, it's different, I know. I was in the military, babe. She goes, okay, love, thank God you know. That's why I'm asking you to request for my leave, honey. I go, of course, baby. When was the last time you went on leave?
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
Prefaced that you knew something because you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, I'm glad that you know, realizing that you're in the military. And then she continues on that she wants you to write the general. No, that is fucking ludicrous.
That's so true.
We don't know what they're doing.
Unless they don't know it's ludicrous. Unless they think this is really how things are done, but they're just going to pull a fast one and use them.
Somebody, didn't you know all the fucking angles?
Well, no, bullshitters usually are not very good. That's why they get caught.
They're not good at it, but I mean, you're killing me, Joe, because that's so spot on. It's like, oh, I'm so glad that you understand military life, so please write a postcard to the general to get me out of here.
I know you were there. I know what we go through. Could you still write the pretty please written fucking note to the general?
Yeah, because that's how it works. Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes, that's why I'm asking for you to request for my leave, honey. I go, of course, baby. When was the last time you went on leave? She goes, honey, I've not done that before. I go, you get 30 days a year, honey. It's just vacation time. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, leave. It's vacation day.
I'm sorry. How long has she been in the Army?
Well, Joe, forever. It's an eternity.
All right. And she's never been on leave. Ever.
She's never heard of leave.
So, you know, sometimes I wake up and there's people that were here that aren't here, but then they come back. I don't know what happens to them. I figure there's a parallel universe that they're disappearing into. Can't be leave.
I know, and it's like, did she just ask you what leave was?
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, leave. It's vacation days. Everyone in the military gets them. She goes, yes, of course, honey. I go, so I asked you when was the last time you took leave? She goes, baby, I've not taken leave before because I don't have anybody then. I go, you have friends. You could go alone. She goes, but thank God you are here for me now. I go, I am here for you. She goes, yes, honey.
Can I stop you again? You entertain the troops, and you've met them. If they had a chance to go on leave, even by themselves, would they fucking go?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
I'd rather sit in my bunk and... I'd rather sit in my bunk and polish my boots.
We've all seen MASH. They go to Tokyo.
I wouldn't because I have no... But you're going on leave. You're getting away from the Army for a little bit. You wouldn't go? Bullshit.
She goes, yes, honey. Are you not here for me, honey? I go, I just told you I am. Are you saying I lie? She goes, no, honey. Then I go, then I know you're, then you know I'm here for you. She goes, I know you are here for me, love. I go, good. She goes, yes, baby. She goes, what are you doing now? And then I go, I'll try. She goes, okay, love. And then she sends me.
Can I interrupt again? Usually at this time of night, you always yell that I never chime in. I'm sorry. I just got so much. It's very interesting that throughout the years, these scammers have come in with a variety of backstories. But the theme still stays the same. You know, regardless if they're a banker, if they're alone, if they're in the army, if they're a helicopter pilot, it's still the same fucking deal.
Well, yeah, they want my money, and they're going to lie to try to get it. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal.
She goes, okay, love, I love you more, and she sends me a bunch of hearts. Then I send, like, the abominable snowman says, I love you this much. She gives me a bunch of kisses. I go, that's me. I still haven't shaved. She laughs. She goes, honey, whoa, all right. What the hell happened there? That's fucking weird. It skipped.
ODF.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened there.
ODF.
All right, well, that's, I guess we can end there, because I don't feel like scrolling up again.
End at the abominable snowman.
Do you know where you stop so we can start next week?
Well, let me see if I can get it back on track. Let me try one thing. See if I can get it back on track. So you guys discuss while I figure this out.
I'm just Joe, I'm right with you, because I'm dying at I'm just remarking to myself, it's like we've heard this bullshit stories so many times, fake David battling it out with these idiots, and yet we're still both yelling at the screen, what did she say?
And I'm
like, because
leaving off, because basically I'm exhausted, I gotta eat, I gotta get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got 2 hours to learn 3 hours of music. However, where we are right now, we need to pick it up right where the fuck we left it off. So I you know, I'm all in.
Let me just bear with me.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. But still, Pip, the theme, no matter what they do, Army, I'm in finance, it boils down to the same thing, which leads me to believe how these, you know, it's a two-pronged thing. How they manage to make so much money sticking to one solid theme, or the victims of this that fall prey to it, that they can do it going with this one theme, regardless what their backstory is. You know, so it's interesting when, you know, it's interesting when we've always had, and we've been doing this, I think, 9 years. We've been doing the show 11, it's going to be 12 in March. I think we did the segment 2 in, so it's probably about...
You got your dates all wrong, man. I started this show in May, and then I brought you in shortly afterwards of 2010. We've been doing this...
When did we did the scammer thing at Ann's place. I forgot the year. Was it 2000? Yeah. Oh, Christ. 2012?
No. It was like in the beginning. It was like several months into the show.
So it's going to be over 11 years. But the theme, regardless, through everybody, has still been the same. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just a testament to how they really don't need to change the theme, because, unfortunately, there's people that fall prey to this.
It works. It obviously works. All the millions of dollars have gone out this way, you know. But the other thing is, if you think about it, it what saddens me about it is that it just kind of shows how few people seem to have really good critical thinking skills. You know, I understand that you can be blown away because you think you're in love and you're needy and desperate and sad, and so you will ignore red flags. I know, because I have ignored red flags in a lot of situations in my life. And you know, and it's like, you, especially when you're invested in somebody already, and then something pops up and you're like, there's a term for that, when you ignore red flags because you're already so far in.
To be frank with you, basically, we're doing the show, entertaining, looking at this. When you're in a vulnerable point, and when my marriage was breaking up, Pip, I sat with you at that restaurant, that Italian place, after we did the live remote, for I had 2 hours talking your ear off with what I was going through and how I felt about this one person and how I really wasn't thinking clearly. I move along, I go to another person who I buy a watch for, who I'm not thinking clearly about.
Okay, I found where we are, so when you finish that thought, we can go on.
My point. So if you're in a point where emotionally, where you're not thinking clearly, I mean, it's so nice to have my fucking marbles back, but when you're not in that point, you're not thinking, and you're very vulnerable to what everybody's putting out there. I mean, these other people weren't putting things out to me. I was putting it up. But if you're waiting there, you know, it's a shame. We defer to you, Mr. Rosenblatt.
Thank you. So I go, she asks if I'm there for her. I go, are you saying I lied? She goes, no, honey. I go, then you know I'm here for you. She goes, I know you were here for me, love. I go, good. She goes, yes, baby. What are you doing now? What's the time there now, honey? I go, 7 p.m. What time is it by you? She goes, 2:04 a.m. in Yemen, honey. I go, oh, wow. She goes, yes, honey. I go, when is your shift over? She goes, 6 a.m., baby. I go, oh, so 2 hours. I go, she goes, is when I'll be off in duty, baby. I go, what are you going to do afterwards? She goes, what? I go, after your shift, what are your plans? She goes, baby, plan is to have rest because I'm among the team that will go patrolling. I go, I see. You're patrolling tomorrow? She goes, yes, honey. I go, how long will you be outside the wire? She goes, honey, what are you doing now? I go, making dinner. You didn't answer my question, because she goes, baby, we don't have time of coming back. I go, what do you mean? How long will you be gone? She laughs. We're having a problem communicating here.
Yeah.
I go, baby, why? I go, why is that funny? She goes, baby, we only have 2 hours in patrolling. I go, you'll be gone for 2 hours? She goes, yes, honey. I go, right after your post is over? She goes, yes, honey. I go, then what will you do? She goes, is to have rest. I go, okay, rest well. So we'll
she
end it there.
She doesn't know what outside the wire means.
Outside the wire means you're off base.
That's what I'm saying.
You know it. I know it.
Yes.
She knows, Pip knows it. She doesn't know what that is.
Which is why I said it.
She, she either would say, I can't tell you, or 3 hours. It's either that. She's deferring.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what that means. She should know what that means. She doesn't know a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's almost it's almost like she's not who she claims she is.
Well, if she was for real, you'd think she'd call you out on asking specific questions about troop movements, which she would be part of. I mean, if they're patrolling, you're not supposed to be talking about that shit. Who knows who you really are?
The correct answer is, if how long are you going to be outside the wire? Two things. Number one, she knows you're in the military. Number two, you really can't say. You know I can't tell you. You know
right.
I can't tell you.
Yeah,
right.
But in my defense, we are on Google Hangouts.
Because that's very secure.
Very secure.
Which is known in Pentagon soft circles as very secure, yes.
Sure. All right, so what do you guys think of that?
Oh, what a ride.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pip, I walked in. You're sorry, dear.
No, go ahead.
She's in over her head. She's used to having people respond without questioning anything, and you're calling her on the carpet about things, and she doesn't know the answers.
Yeah, I agree. She's not the brightest bulb.
No.
She's got the script down, and she cannot improvise well.
But
can't think outside the box. A lot of them can't.
No, they can't. They have a script. So basically, she just keeps on pushing harder for me to get her a leave, and I'm saying the troops are frozen. I guess that's the takeaway from tonight.
Yeah, and she's given you like you said the troops are frozen for 60 days, and she's like, okay, but after that, you'll do it. So she's willing to wait another 60 days.
Right. Which is fine by me.
Yeah.
So what do you think will happen after 60 days?
Oh, hard press.
All right. That was a full show. We want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at Home Comedy. We'll promote that one, since that's where if you want a Zoom show for your company or your group or a party, because you don't want to get in public because of the dangerous COVID-19, laughathomecomedy.com or call us at 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be in person anywhere?
Not this weekend, but apparently I'm in Harrisburg at the comedy show next weekend.
We had a whole fucking conversation about it. You are a maroon.
I don't know what's going on. I guess there was some of, I mean, it's cool. I'm at the gig, but I remember the whole time. I never marked it in the book. Thank God you brought it up. But I'll be there with you next week.
There you go. All right. That was a full show. Happy New Year, everybody. Stay safe.
Thank you.
We'll have new antics with the house next week, I'm sure, because we always do.
Yes, But thank you for the support, everybody. Welcome. We're welcoming you to join us in year 12 of our show.
I don't think it's 12 years. I think it's 11 years, but I got to double check.
I think it's 12.
No, I think we started on. I did the first show on May 26, 2011.
You guys don't know what our anniversary is.
No, I do. I do.
It will mark in that time. It'll be our 12th year.
But it's not, because it's 2022. So this will be our 11th year in May. Because it started in 2011.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Am I? Did I say 12?
Yes, repeatedly.
Stupid alcohol. All right.
Joe does math for a living. All right.
And I still can't believe I do.
Neither can I.
I've not taken not any of my father's math genes. The man was brilliant in accounting. I need this fucking thing every 2 minutes.
at least you put away the abacus. All right.
Yes.
It was fun. Time to say goodbye. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us...
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep...